welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thanks for taking time out of your business day to join us for hours. Sitting in for Angel is my good friend Micah McLaughlin, who's the owner of Women in Community, womenincommunity.com, otherwise known as WINC.
Wink.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And our next guest has been teaching and coaching entrepreneurs how to start and succeed in business since he was 17 or 18 years old. He's been very successful, owned and operated and doubled the size of his martial arts school twice on demand, built a six-figure business in Japan when he didn't even speak the language, and here he is to talk to us about some of the keys to his success as well as how to develop skills for ours. Daryl Urbanski, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Hey, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Very, very nice. Daryl, let's talk about developing skills for success. I mean, I just kind of gave a little bit of your background. You're in Japan, you don't speak Japanese, and you're still able to develop a six-figure business. You must have some core skills that you can share with our listening audience.
Yeah, well, I mean, business is really scary for a lot of people. I mean, it's not well known, the statistics that over 80% of small businesses fail because a lot of them are left to try and figure it out on their own. But the reality is a business is a business is a business, and the only real difference is what that business does and the culture that it has, right, and the people that it serves. But structurally, they're very similar. So regardless of what country you're in, what language you're speaking, there are transferable skills, structures, formulas that you can follow that will help increase your odds of success, for sure, for sure.
Well, let's start down the journey of that list. What are some of the things that you can help our listeners do today that are going to make a difference tomorrow?
Sure. Well, I mean, one of the most common mistakes business owners make in their business is inconsistent and irregular marketing. Marketing really is the fuel that runs a business. You know, a lot of business owners, when they do marketing, they do brand advertising because that's what they see all the big boys doing. And a lot of people say that. And now there's all sorts of different fads going on about inbound marketing and neural marketing and viral marketing. But there's something that I feel like really can help the small business owner, because those things like brand advertising works if you've got a big company budget, not a small business budget. In one of my books that I just published on Amazon, Ancient Secrets of Lead Generation, I cite what I call the food court test. So when you're doing your advertising, what I always try to imagine is what would happen if I was in a busy mall and I stood up on a table in the food court and I yelled out my advertisement. So for a lot of people, you know, if you've got a sandwich shop, you get on that, or an ice cream shop, you get on that bench and you're like, yo, hey, ice cream. And people kind of look, or you, whatever it is, like Baskin and Robbins, right? And people look at you and they're like, okay, and they just keep going about what they're doing. And that's what a lot of people's advertising is like. It's like, hey, this is me. When really, if you thought about your advertising differently, and when you got on that bench, you got up and were like, hey, free ice cream. Now you'd get a different reaction out of the people, right? You'd segment that group of people.
Yes, but you wouldn't be in business for very long if that was your whole campaign, right, Daryl?
Well, you're right. And so there's different types of lead generation. In fact, there's that it would be two-step marketing. So what you would do is you advertise the free ice cream, and then when people come over, you give them a sample and be like, hey, yeah, these are our ice cream options. These are our flavors. It's, you know, $4 for a tub, or you can get two for $5. And I guarantee you would convert more of those people with that sort of an offer than to just stand up on the table and be like, hey, Baskin Robbins, you know, and that's
right.
That's the small business mentality that you have to have. You have to have something to offer the people. So that's just on the front end, though, of course. You know,
Daryl, I really like what you're saying about one of the big barriers is inconsistent and irregular marketing.
Yes.
And what I notice a lot with entrepreneurs is that if they're in a feast or famine mode, they've got a marketing problem. And what I hear you talking about is that they need a step-by-step plan in their marketing, and that's partly how they increase the consistency. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I'd 100% agree with that. In fact, having a consistent and reliable source of new business and knowing and tracking which lead sources are working best, as well as how much it costs to get a customer, is one of the major keys to success. And the other key to success is not just having one source of leads, right? Because if you only have, like, a lot of people, when you talk to them, they say word of mouth is, you know, I had a coaching call last night, a group coaching call last night, and one of the guys was saying, you know, word of mouth is what's working for them the best. And I'm like, that's great, you know, and as long as you have a good reputation, that's fabulous. But, you know, if you know, heaven forbid, if someday you have a dispute with someone who happens to be more popular, you know what I mean, and they taint your reputation, then you have no other way of getting leads. Do you know, like, one is always the worst number in business, and that's just straight, like, through and through. Having one key employee, having one key product that you sell, having one of anything can be very, very dangerous.
All right, so Daryl, I got one last question for you before our satellite time's going to have to separate us. You talk about needing to be able to track where your leads come from, and then you talk about a multi-layered campaign. Those two don't necessarily go hand in hand because, you know, it may be on the seventh event or time that you've heard the name of the company or whatnot, that it registers, and people always ask, well, where did you hear about us? Well, the last place I heard about you was here, but it's been a seven-layered event. How do you reconcile those two?
Well, because, again, like, one is the worst number. Even with people, maybe they see your ad on Facebook, but they need to see it in multiple places. You know, exactly. Great. What you said. Like, somebody has to be touched 7 to 12 times before they respond, for sure. My thing is, my only statement is, when you're talking about the multi-layered, that's even for business. Like, if, because on the forefront, when we're talking about is, first of all, you have to have something of benefit to people. And there's different offers you can make. There's self-liquidating offers. There's, like I said, there's two-step. There's a whole plethora of them. But when you are, like, what you're talking about is just you need to have a marketing presence in your community. And that comes down to targeted marketing. If knowing who your customer is, you know where they will be, and you know where the different places you need to be seen by them and how to be in front of them, so you can get, you know, that frequency, that multiple exposure. As far as, like, the multi-layered, you just need that in regardless in a business, because, you know, if it costs you $100 to get one sale from a customer and you're selling a $200 product and you've got $100 profit, well, if you have, like, a tiered, like, if you have multiple sequence of things to sell those people, you can multiply, like, the profits of your business exponentially, because you've already got, like, the cost of acquisition is done. It's out of the way, right? And so that's the same thing. If you install pools, you don't even necessarily have to fulfill all the other things. Once you install someone's pool, they probably need a fence. They might want swimming lessons. They might need pool equipment. You know, they might be willing to sign up for a monthly contract to have it maintained for them. Like, there's all sorts of things that once you get that first initial sale where you spend all that money on the advertising, you know, where the real profit is. So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Once they're in your cycle, they you can handle them and develop that relationship. Daryl Oransky, give us some contact information, will you, please?
Sure. Well, right now, I'm launching a new business coaching program where the offer is, don't pay a penny if your business doesn't grow. And if you perform the best, you can win up to $10,000 cash. And if anyone's interested in that, they can go to bestbusinesscoach.ca.
Bestbusinesscoach.ca. And that's Daryl Oransky's new new coaching program. Daryl, thanks for joining us on the Experience Pros Radio Show today.
Thank you, Eric. And Mike, it's a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Daryl.
Folks, don't go anywhere. We'll return. We're going to be more positive business talk, and this one has a little shine to it. We'll be right back on the Experience Pros Radio Show.
The Experience Pros are here to help you get your business right. To learn more, visit experiencepros.com.
Daryl, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll talk again.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.